Dugout canoe?
I don't know if anybody has a dugout. Mostly I see on trail is airboats. So, yeah. So that's when the airboat comes in.
Yeah.
It kind of died out.
I was going to ask you about cooking. Do the women or the men mostly do the cooking?
Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly do the cooking. Most of the time. Because the ratio saying that you prepare the food, you take care of the food, the men's place is go out and find it. Mm-hmm. Then it's up to you what to do with it. So.
And do you find very many people cooking on an open fire anymore?
Yes, there's some still cooking open fire. Just like I was telling about Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
She's not used to stove. Every time I go out there, she'd be under her cooking.
Yeah, I've cooking. Always seen her in that cooking chickie, and
yeah.
She would even have a stove there, mm-hmm. but she would be cooking over the fire.
She's got a kitchen in that house she's got now. And our bird Billy, I guess you know that she cooks outside all the time.
Uh-huh.
The other day when I went and talked to her, she told me she's going to cook outside. I mean, she was cooking outside, and I said, y'all don't have a stove? She said, it's in there, but it's too hot. I got to come out here and cook.
Is there a special way of doing a fire, a cooking fire? How do you learn how to do a cooking fire?
Just build it, but mm-hmm. you got to learn how to control the fire in order to bake your rice or something that you don't want to cook it long, take a longer to cook, but don't burn it up. Then someone you would have to do it in ashes or a certain amount of fire that you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then soft greens, then you have higher fire.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do that.
What do you use for wood? What kind of wood?
Mostly anything is that dead wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't hardly ever use a pine, like that one out there. It has a lot of black smoke in it.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly we use is oak and our cypress.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are mainly. And then today, we learned how to go around when they're building houses like that and get those pieces of.
Yeah.
Yesterday they were cleaning chickens down here. My mother has chickens, mm-hmm. but they're killing it. And that's what they were using, went around there and pick up a piece of lumber that they're throwing at.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they use. A lot of times, especially in towns, like in Tampa, I noticed that they have the village, they have that kind of type of wood to burn it. Because
mm-hmm.
They ask for so much lumber that they throw at or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they use it.
Right.
But back then, we have to go and get some cypress wood or oak tree, oak.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of the time. Then if you couldn't find it, sometimes just pick up anything that's available. But that's another part of our main thing was that men would get the wood, but sometimes if they went out to work or something that they couldn't get the wood, it's up for you to go get it. So.
Yes.
Then it's up to the young, if you got children, for them to gather the wood. So we've got a lot of wood.
So that would be part of
but
it.
But Navajos tell me, you the one got to go out.
Yeah.
Get that dead ones and carry them on your back home.
What did you do, like, were the mosquitoes real bad back in the early days?
We got mosquito nets. Mosquito nets, like they use in camping.
For, like, when you were in the camps, you would have a form of mosquito net for the chickies?
And the chickies, when we don't have size, that's what we have. We got it up. Then in the nighttime come, we take it down after we put a bedding down. Then we put that up again. That's a part of another thing you have to learn is have your mosquito net every morning and every evening. You must never let it stay all night and day, you know, like that. Now, that's why you don't hardly ever see it. You have to put it up, roll it up after
mm-hmm.
you use. Then, at that time come, you put it down. And that's what you sleep inside. But during that time, like in daytime or in the evening before you go to bed, that's when a lot of mosquitoes come around. That's where they enter the camps, they build smoke so it would run the mosquitoes off.
Oh, like a real smoky fire?
Yeah,
would help.
Smoky fire. It will run them off.
You know, something I'm curious about is marriage customs, and I was wondering, in the early days, did the man propose to the woman, or were marriages arranged by the family? How was that done?
Like my mother's marriage was arranged by his family and her family. When they went to the corn dance, so they have never met each other before.
But the families got together and decided?
Yeah, during that time, when they be there about 7-8 days, so during that time they talk among each other. Then, like, my father was from Dade County and she was from Collier County. So when they meet over there, and that's why most of marriage taking a place is doing a corn dance.
Oh, wait. And is there are the men older than the women? Are the women older than the men?
Well, most of the time, men are older than a woman. But sometimes, if an older man asks for a young girl, they used to make him marry too. Then if there's an older lady want a young man, they make him marry too. Like I said, that sometimes that person, older person, knows how to do that Indian medicine.
Uh-huh.
And they tell us, if we tell them that we can't, or we would say no to that person, they would put a curse or something on or the girl or the boy. So sometimes they used to let them go ahead and marry the older man, the older woman, like the widow.
Right.
So that was another thing. Or if they want them, if they come and ask you for your daughter, you say go ahead and make the arrangement, because if you said no and something, they would go back, and if that family knows how to do something to you, you know, your daughter, they do that, or to your son. That's another thing to be.
Do you still find a lot of people having their marriages
not anymore. Lately, I think it's been where the girl and the boy know each other, so they go ahead and get married, or they would go ahead and ask their parents to get married.
And then is there an Indian ceremony and a legal ceremony? Or?
Yes, and when they at the corn dance, the state recognizes it as legal. But now, I don't know if they do that, then if they get a marriage license. But I do know if they were married by that kind of ceremony, and whoever, you know, as long as it's sheer, then
right.
It's legal. That's what they say about Indian ceremony.
What happens at the corn dance? What is the Indian ceremony for marriage?
The marriage or just the purpose?
No, the marriage. What is the ceremony like?
Sometimes I'll be there and they do that, but lately I haven't seen it, but I remember one time that they get about 4 or 5, 6 couples at the same time. Then they would go to in front of the Indian medicine man. Then he would tell them what claim you are and what you are, the other claim is, and just like go through to protect her, and you will be her husband and she's your wife, she will follow you. But in the older days, like my grandmother's days, have you noticed that you never see an Indian woman walking in front of her husband, they're always behind them. That was part of the tradition too, that you have to be like that. Then I was told one time that if you're home, as far as a non-Indian, come to your house, or come to your key or tub. That's why you see the older person don't say nothing. They just sit there. Because that a man must be there, your husband must be there to talk. Then you can talk if you get the permission. But they stay in the background. That you shouldn't just, like me, and today I'll run up the door, somebody knock on it, you know. But back then, you have to just say, my husband is here, and you come back later. But if it's an Indian, and people, you know, then they go to a village, then that's when they tell you to serve coffee, and you should ask him to sit down or something. But They tell you how far you have to go. You shouldn't, but you're not allowed to just, you know, you can talk, but you're not allowed to just sit there and talk and laugh, you know, with them. That's another thing they tell you not to do that. If you're a married woman, then even if you're single, you're supposed to not to do that.
When you were married, did you get married during a green corn dance?
Who?
You.
No. I got married by Justice of Peace. My husband have never been to green corn dance. I have been a lot of times taking my children, but he would never go. Mm-hmm. He's afraid to get scratched now. No, that's another thing my mother was telling me about that. Remember we were talking about each clan marrying to each other?
Yes.
They said if they did that, they used to take them and strip them in front of people and whoop them. Then if they survived, they can stay married. But if they didn't survive, if one of them dies, then that was it. Because there's a lady, she's dead now, but her husband's still alive. I guess you know Buffalo Jim. He was married to her second cousin. And she had killed her three children because she's afraid that they're going to kill her. So she stuck them in a gopher hole. You know, we had a lot of gophers around here. She used to live around here. And she said that some of those gopher holes might be buried the babies inside. Because she was afraid what they would do to her if they find out that she was having a baby by her cousin.
Uh-huh.
But that one time they said that they took one away from her and killed it.
So, are they afraid that it might be defective?
No, it's like I said to them, it was a crime. You committed a crime. Mm-hmm. Then that should be your punishment of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would make look bad on your claim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's the main reason.
Are a lot of Seminoles today, are they, say, Christians now? Or is that something that...
a lot of them are.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what came on to stop this, lot of those, crew, things that they used to do as a punishment.
Uh-huh.
And as far as having 2-3 wives, you know, it stopped that too. Mm-hmm. Because I remember Johnny Cypress had 2 wives. They told him he had to stay with his older wife, but have to let the young one go.
Mm.
I think he had a difficult time then.
Yeah, I bet. What is the, I guess, I don't know if you'd call it a religion, but the traditional Indian belief, do very many people, practice or I don't know if you would pray to an almighty being, or what is the traditional Indian religion?
I don't know if they ever had any pray, but they do have a traditional, like, man, as a Christian, it's like a Bible, but they got their own Holy Spirit, or spirit that comes down, and they should obey that, and how they should obey it, and how they go about. Then they say if you have been bad, you're gonna burn or like that. Then if you have been good, there's a place that you're gonna go, you know, which like a promised land. That's what they used to tell us, but they never tell us from the Bible or anything. And then they never taught me how to pray, so.
Do you go to church? Or?
Yeah, I do now, but when I was a young girl, I didn't. And the time when my father and my mother wasn't Christian, I remember one time, I don't know how old I was, 11 or 12 or 10, I went. These two girls said they were going to church, and they said they have a lot of fun. They sang, and you know, so I told them, I'm going to go with y'all, so I went with them. Then it was at night. It was night meeting. So we came back, and my father asked me where I went, and I told him that I had went to church with him. And boy, he whooped me. He whooped me and told me never do that again. So he used to be really against being religious. Joined the church, but now he's a secretary and treasurer of the church now. He's just been Christian over 30-some years, almost 40 years.
Baptist or?
Baptist. Uh-huh. Because after that, we moved to Hollywood and we stayed. Then I remember he got baptized on Christmas Eve, and I wasn't even Christian yet. He became a Christian first. Mm-hmm. So he's been Christian a long time.
Mm-hmm. Where is your church? Is it here in America? No. You go to Big Cypress.
Exactly. Where the, there's first one is sitting on the left hand side when you go on the reservation, that uh-huh. Independent and that curve. You see that big white church? That's right. That's my church. And my father lives across the street. After you pass a store, mm-hmm. like you going in that way,
uh-huh,
you
pass the store on the left, the big store.
As you go, there's a hot mail building and a baseball field.
Oh, I know where that is.
Uh-huh. You see, right on the corner of that, where there's a kind of high fence around it,
uh-huh.
That's my father's house. You see his mailbox standing by the road. Says his name on it.
Well,
if he's there, his gate be open. But if he's not there, you see a lock on his. Mm-hmm. They stole his truck a couple of times, so he had to keep that lock.
Oh my goodness. Well, do you think that there's any kind of negative things that have come out of? Indians becoming Christians and giving up the old beliefs.
I think they have to change their ways a lot, you know, as far as if some used to drink, they had to give that up, and if they used to, you know, like hate somebody or be hateful or something like that, they have to give that up and learn to love to respect the other. They have respect, but you know, just sometimes they just used to then they have to pray all the time, and they have to share their love, you know, for the other members, member of the church, and they will talk to people and go and pray for them, and that's how they do now.
But do you think that perhaps by becoming Christians, the clan system became less important, and maybe that might be part of the problem?
What?
That it might be part of the problem of why the clan system is mm-hmm. kind of dying out, is because by becoming Christians, the elders and the clans mm-hmm. were not the authority anymore.
I think far as clans going, they have kind of same respect to each other, but as far as sharing their feelings or their love for the one another is part of being Christian. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Then we got some people non-Christian. We got a lot of them non-Christian, mm-hmm. but it's still they.
If they're not Christian, do they practice any other kind of religion?
No.
No?
No, they don't.
What about the green corn dance? Is that religious at all?
Yeah, it is religious, sacred. That nobody's allowed, not Indian, not allowed there. Or if you're allowed to go there, you're not supposed to take a tape or a film or pictures or anything. You know? Mm-hmm. But you go and watch. But other than farms there, they won't let nobody do that. That's why they hold us back in the woods, way back in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the clan goes, like I said, there were seven, and each one of them have their own medicine mm-hmm. in each camp. So the medicine men have to go, not the medicine men have to just sit there, and his assistants go around and pick up each medicine from each camp, then they bring it back. And every year, this is handled by men, but every year there was a seven, according to how many clans they have a feather was in a bundle that they have to do. Then end of the I wanted it from, they have it every year when the corn dance come. They have, the only one can open it is the medicine man. He have to open it and he must count those feathers. Then if the feathers are amount of the claim they have, then that's for them to go ahead. But if there was less or more than what they had put it there, then they have to put, there must be some reason that happened. And I don't think it ever happens, you know. Mm-hmm. But they said they have to put a certain amount, but it have to reduce down to the amount of the claim they have.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think they increase it. But when the end of the year, it has to be a certain amount. So, but you know, since a woman don't set on that during that time,
mm-hmm.
we there camp, but there's as far as we can go. Far as dancing, they got a place for it, but far as for the man gathers, you're not allowed that. But if you go there, you have to be a certain feet away from it. Like, we have to bring the food, then the assistant of the Indian medicine man comes over here and take you for, you sit on the ground and you go back, they come and pick it up, put it over there. But when he finished with everything, then that night, a certain time, then they tells all the lady, it's time for them to go and pick up the whatever they took, the pots and pans and everything. So that's when you can go in there and pick it up, because all the men's going to be out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But far as in the daytime, you don't go sit in with the men's when they're using the medicine and inside of that, what we call it, big chiki.
Mm-hmm.
It's made something like where Mary Jo was sitting, but it's mm-hmm. big.
Right.
Enough for men's to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they sit there, they drink sometimes. pass out over there. Even your husband pass out. If you want him put him in bed, you have to ask another man to go and get him for
you. What if you were a woman medicine man, though? You wouldn't get to sit with the men?
No.
I mean,
you can practice. A woman can practice their medicine in their camp or the other camp. But as long as that Indian a green corn dance come,
mm-hmm.
when the only demands are to use the medicine there,
yeah.
that is when you are forbidden to be there, to get in there. You're there, but you...
What do the women do while the men are doing their thing?
Cook and gossip and
uh-huh.
and too busy.
Uh-huh.
If somebody fall down drunk over there, they have to go and wet their head and put them in they hold it like in June or July, so it's hot, so they have to put them in chikis. That's where they have all open chikis there. You don't see none closed.
Mm-hmm.
But right there, they also have somebody always looking that nobody is mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a fight break out, if they drink too much and fight break that, they go and break it up. But far as I know, there has never been no killing and no rape and no I know they had fighting, but far as a policeman has never been called in.
Mm-hmm.
Or from the outside,
right.
They try to take care of.
Do women ever get drunk?
Yeah, they get drunk, they fight too. In the old days, they used to take a rope and tie them down and let them slip it off. I used to see them tying the men's down, you know, to watch them. Tie their legs and tie their hands and
mm-hmm.
tie them to the table so they just can lay on there and sleep.
Mm. Do you still play stickball and things like that?
Yeah, they play stickball.
Yeah.
Every afternoon they dance at night. And in the morning they just socialize and then in the afternoon they come out and play
mm-hmm.
girls against guys. The guys use a stickball and the ladies use their hands. That's a rough game.
Yeah. And Joe Jumper is the only one left who really makes his ball sticks anymore?
He don't make them. He gets somebody to make them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He has somebody to make them. He knows the person that will make them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still use that the ball that's made out of deer hide and it's...
Yeah, that's what they use. That lady I was telling you, I saw her car coming in. I think she's coming in. She's supposed to win some kind of education meeting. I see her coming in. She makes those balls. Mm. She used to sit here and make them. They found out, they made some stick balls for her, but they didn't make the balls, so she had to make them. I watched her make them. I don't know how she makes them, but she packs them.
Mm-hmm.
No, she
What's
packs.
On the inside? What's packed in there?
I think they're all skin.
Mm-hmm.
She started from little and, like, they put it on top and sew it on, and they sew it on, and that's how I seen her doing it. So I figured that's how I seen the layers and the layers and the layers, and she get those.
I guess that's where Joe will get it. Mm-hmm. Buy from her to sell to us or something.
What, if you wanted to go to the Green Cornets or anybody from Immokalee, since you don't hold one here anymore, do you usually just
go? I just missed it. I was in Italy this time.
Over at Big Cypress, is that where
you go? No, they have it in Hialeah. They have it off the reservations. It's way up there close to Fort Pierce.
So everybody would go to the one?
No, they have two more on trail.
Oh, but that's for the Miccosukee tribe.
Uh-huh, but that's for everybody.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
But I usually go the one in Hialeah because that's a time, down in a trail, you know, it's so wet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes water be high. And if you got a swamp buggy, four-wheel drive, you can get in there. But over in Hialeah, you can go over there with a pickup, a car. That's why I go there because, but they didn't have no problem going there. I know two ladies that went with somebody, and I took a non-Indian one time over there, and he was a man, he wanted to look. I told him, as long as you shut up and
just watch.
Just stay in your place, you know, and don't try to get funny or something. Just watch. And he stayed there all afternoon, and most of that night, he left in the morning. He was going to go back. He left there. But far as if they don't bother anybody there, but you just sometimes you just have to tell the people that, you know, then also you tell the people don't take no pictures or anything else, or recording or anything. I know it's been done because, you know, some people are very sneaky, and they said one time somebody tried to go in and tape their dance and their song. But you can listen to it.
Well, do you think that's still a pretty important event in the tribe?
I think it is. So one time it seemed like it was almost dying out, but it got back. That's when they become Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly all the Christian people didn't go anymore. Because if you're a Christian, you can't go anymore, they said. So it's like
but not today, right? You could go even though you're Christian.
If you're Christian, you can go. But they always say you worship two gods or something like that. They always worship two gods. But I see a lot of Christian people go. They just go and see the dance, or socialize with the people, or if it's a man, they entitled to use that man. So, as far as I know, they go, but that's when it's almost died out, though, because when they first become Christian, they told them they were forbidden to go there. So a lot of them didn't go, but now they go.
Do you think that the culture programs that you started like that will help to get people interested, like the young people interested in keeping that tradition going again?
If we can keep really at it and get them really interested, I think we can.
Because those songs would not be known by, if the older people in the tribe don't pass them on to younger people.
I know, that's why it should be passed on the young generation. That's why they should, like as a mother, you should take your son to a corn dance where they can take part in it and learn how to dance the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a couple of few ladies right now knows the traditional songs that the men, and it's a shame they can't go out there and have to sing. They're not allowed to.
I have heard
them singing, around ourselves. We had got cute, we get away from there, we just say, we did this, you used that. And they do know how to sing better than some of those men out there.
Are there some songs that women are supposed to sing and not men?
No other than if you're Indian medicine woman, you can use that song. Mm-hmm. But and you can learn. There's no law against it. But it's just that the song of the dance or the ceremony songs they do, you're not allowed to.
To sing them.
You're not allowed to sing.
Do different clans have different songs?
No. The songs are all for all clans. Uh-huh. All clans can learn those
learn
songs.
The song.
It doesn't matter. Who knows how? As long as you're a man.
What about lullabies?
We got that. The woman can sing the lullabies. Uh-huh.
Do you know traditional Indian lullabies?
I'm the one that didn't know how to go to sleep or something like that. I used to sing that to my kids all the time.
What one was that?
Just a lullaby to go to sleep.
Can you sing that from the tape? Just say, you never know when some child on the drum.
We just say, you know, if you're on a swing and they and put them in swing and you swing them and they say, no, 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 no. If it's got a name, you say an Indian name, but if it's a little girl, you just say, no, Georgia, baby girl,
Baby,
go to sleep. Then if he's got an Indian name, you can name it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then you can also just say baby. You can say, no, Georgia, no, Georgia, wa-go-ti, means baby.
Uh-huh.
And so we do that. And, you know, we kept doing that till they fall asleep. And I know there's another one my grandfather used to hear him sing. But I can't think of it anymore because when he was alive, I used to put my baby in his swing and he would sit there and swing out.